to empower them, to mobilize them, so that they can participate in mass and be at in that big number. So the way it is today, we believe that there is no issue about the law. The issue is around what are we doing as gender machinery to mobilize women to go and compete for different positions in the elections. Like now, you are aware that in July we will be having elections. So what we are doing as gender machinery is to train, first of all, the women, but at the same time to mobilize them so that they can participate in mass to those elections and submit their application and be considered as candidates. So for the moment, we don't see an urgency to review or to amend the law, but the assignment is on the gender machinery to really open the eyes of women, even in other positions, so that we can have a big number of them. To the second question, strategies for women empowerment in the private sector. There is one program that I mentioned, the Gender Equality Seal, that we do. This May, we had the third cohort when 19 companies were certified. And among those, a good number of them, those companies were led by women. But at the same time, I talked about, we have Women in Finance, that is a forum of women in finance where they try to find solutions which are specific to the women, the sector of finance. But at the same time, they do work with schools to empower girls and women so that they can join the finance sector. But what we are doing today, as indicated in the policy of 2021, gender mainstreaming strategy must be in all sectors, not only public, but also private sectors. So we are trying to mobilize even private sectors to have that policy or that strategy, how women are going to be considered in all the positions that are mainly held by men, but how can we increase the number of women? So what we are doing when it comes to our private sector is to motivate them, engage them to have that strategy, but also the Gender Monitoring Office can go there and monitor what they will be doing if it is really increasing the number of women participation in the sector. So in few words, what we are doing is to motivate, to discuss, to have different forum of discussion, but at the same time, we try to bring them in those different clusters. For example, we have also, there is something that I didn't mention, the Rwanda Leaders Network, Women Leaders Network, where we bring on board, we have women also coming from private sector who participate in those forums. And one of the activities to be done by the Rwanda Women Leaders Network is also to build the capacity for women to join different sectors in the country. We do also have the sectors that are male-dominated, like mining. So we are trying to train more women in mining sector. And that one, we do it with education, where we have education policy. And in education policy, the focus is on STEM-related programs. So there are programs specifically dedicated to young women so that they can join STEM sectors and later on become leaders or future leaders in different sectors that are currently led by men. So there are different initiatives and meetings that are held between the gender machinery and the private sector so that we can increase the number of women in the private sector federation. Thank you, Chair. I submit.